Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abram, "Now, behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please, go in to my maid. Perhaps I will obtain children through her." And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. After Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Abram's wife Sarai took Hagar the Egyptian, her maid, and gave her to her husband Abram as his wife. He went in to Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her sight. And Sarai said to Abram, "May the wrong done me be upon you. I gave my maid into your arms, but when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her sight. May the Lord judge between you and me." But Abram said to Sarai, "Behold, your maid is in your power. Do to her what is good in your sight." So Sarai treated her harshly, and she fled from her presence.
Are you a believer, and like Abram, God has given you a vision of His plan for you that is as yet unfulfilled, or at least feels incomplete? Those gaps, so to speak, that the Lord creates in our life are designed for His specific purposes. Sometimes they're meant to prepare us for His preordained answer. It's also possible He's first dealing with some other necessary component of His plan. Perhaps a delay is intended to test our faith so He can prove Himself trustworthy. Or He may be using a pause as an occasion to correct something in us. It's always wise to wait on the Lord's timing while He prepares us for His answers. We should spend that time praying with full trust in God, not acting until we're certain that we've received His direction. Even people with godly intentions can be wrong. Look at Abram's poor decisions after listening to the human logic of his wife. The result was that Sarai's handmaiden, Hagar, conceived Abram's first child, which was not the Lord's plan for fulfilling His promise to Abram. Anything other than God's plan, carried out God's way, amounts to self-reliance. Depend on His Holy Spirit when deciding how to proceed. Any other course of action can lead to serious and lasting repercussions.